to play around with that a little bit. I never have, you know, I've just got so much other stuff that I do. I just never played with All-Star. I hear All-Star Nets on this frequency, you know, in the evenings, two or three evenings a week. You know, when I've got the radios on at the house, and I hear them, and you know, that's great, that works. But I've never gone trying to intentionally get into an All-Star node. I don't even know why, Bill. I don't even know why, but no, I just have never tried. Let's see. Okay. So it looks like coming out onto Route 20 here off of Route 12. That wasn't too bad. A couple stoplights on 12, and here I am by the McDonald's. But yeah, I'll look that up and see what that's all about. So the all of the linking that they had on the TMRS, that was All Star as well then, huh?
Well, they made their own spin off of it. So it wasn't, so All Star, you know, it's the same technology. How's that? There's a, the software is called Asterisk, and then allstar.org is a website that keeps track of all the link repeaters and makes them available in a list and keeps track of everybody, and you know, you register them and they maintain the network. So it wasn't exactly All-Star, but it used all the same technology. Does that make sense there, Alan?